heard in the pre-dawn, ooh-ah, ooh, 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 of a male mourning dove might be confused with the hoot of an owl. These common birds are found in towns, farmland, roadsides, and forest clearings. Male mourning doves have added their voices to the dawn chorus in an effort to attract a female. They will perch on a branch, utility line, or fence, puff out their throats, and coo with a mournful sound. Thus their name, mourning, with a U, dove. Each male has a favorite cooing perch, which it will defend from other males. After a bout of cooing, a male might leave its perch with a loud clapping of its wings, rise high in the air, then spiral downward with its wings held slightly below the body, looking more like a small hawk than a dove. As the breeding season continues, you might notice three mourning doves flying single file, one after another. This is actually a social display. Typically, the lead dove is a male of a mated pair being chased by an unmated male. The trailing bird is the female of the mated pair following in the wake of her mate. Flocking behavior among doves breaks down toward the end of the month as more doves pair with a mate. And the cooing continues at dawn, dusk, and throughout the day. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature out.